Welcome to the Ben's Big Deal podcast. This show is for anyone interested in getting a great deal with an airline, hotel, or credit card. I am your host, Ben Comencool. I am a points and miles expert, and I will share with you the latest information so that you can take advantage of all the big deals out there. Let's get started. A few weeks ago, we saw some changes with Turkish Airlines. They made some changes to their award chart that really took away some of the sweet spots. However, I still think that Turkish is one of the best ways that you could be able to book United. Keep in mind, it used to be 7,500 miles one way in economy to get from the U.S. to Hawaii. The way Turkish Miles and Smiles takes a look at the U.S. is that it is one region. So no matter if you're coming from Los Angeles to Hawaii or if you're connecting from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles to Hawaii, it is the same 7,500 miles. That's going up to 10,000 miles now. 25% increase, but it's still at 10,000 points. It's still one of the best deals. When you look at British Airways miles from Los Angeles to Hawaii, that's about 13,000. So even if it goes up, I still think it's one of the best deals in the marketplace. Turkish Miles and Smiles, go check it out. ANA just made an announcement that they themselves are also going to make some changes to their award chart. Sadly, all good things come to an end. ANA does allow you to book, but they must be using American Express points that you can transfer to ANA. It is a full round trip. You can't book one way with them, but they're going up about 20% with more miles. And this all starts on April the 18th. So you have a few weeks before this all gets started. Right now, if you're traveling in the low season, it's going to be going up from 75,000 to 100,000 points round trip. So if you really look at it, it's still 50,000 one way. That is still a great deal. I mean, you're looking at American Airlines in comparison. That's 60,000 one way. So even with the changes, I know you hear about the bloggers saying a lot of times that points are not as valuable before. Keep that in context. When you compare it to some of the other programs, it is still a great deal. And if you're doing it on a high season, that may be 110,000 round trip. So between low and high, we're talking about 10,000 round trip difference. Not a big deal here. A lot of people don't know that if you're flying Delta and you're checking a bag, they have a 20-minute guarantee. 20 minutes that they guarantee by the time you head to baggage claim. If your bag is not there at the baggage carousel, within 20 minutes, they have a process that they're going to give you points. You can basically go online, report it, and you can get up to 2,500 miles or $25. I'm going to suggest you take the 2,500 points because the 2,500 points is worth way more than the 1 cent per point value they're giving you with $25. And here's the thing, they're ending it. And so a lot of people have been checking bags even when they really didn't need to, just so they can get the points. Like all good things, those come to an end. But I want to let you know, if you fly Alaska, which is a oneworld partner with American, Alaska still has this offer. They still give you the 2,500 points. So really got nothing to lose if you check a bag on Alaska. Now, some people ask me, does American have anything similar to that? They do not have anything formal. But you can write, if you do have that same situation that gets delayed, you can be able to write to AA Customer Relations at AA.com, especially if you have some status with them. Some of the best ways to actually use your hotel points is probably not what you think it is. Marriott Bonvoy has this program called Moments. IHG has the same thing. And what they do is they allow you to use your points for an experience. You know, many people today, young people today, are not just looking for hotels, but they're looking at what they're going to do when they get to that location or why should they go to that location. And one of the best things to do is use those points in addition to using for your hotel stays is to take a look at some of these experiences that are unique. For example, IHG has experience right now with MLS. So if you're into the US soccer teams, they have a wonderful program with that. One of the things I just did recently was to use it to go to the Women in Billboard, the Club Lounge Access Awards. This is going to be seeing artists like Karol G and Ice Spice, and a fantastic night, an award night. Now, here's the thing. The tickets are worth anywhere between $400 to $700 in that area. My tickets were worth $700 plus. I was able to do an auction for 62,000 points. We won it, and we're able to now get not only those seats, those club seats with a great view, but we're also getting food included, and we're also getting early access to watch the red carpet. So I would say that we're probably getting worth about $1,400 worth and those extra perks all for 62,000 points, which if I would use that just for a hotel room, that would have been one night. Nowhere near that, probably worth about $500 at most getting if I use it for hotel rooms. Instead, I got probably about $1,700 worth by using this event. Now, if some of you don't like the music or the concert, you can also use your Marriott Bonvoy points for like an F1 behind the scenes experience. So you can be able to go to the Japanese Grand Prix and use it there, or the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Go check out Marriott Bonvoy Moments. And one more thing about hotels. Let's take a look. Hyatt just came out with its new award chart, and their new award chart makes some big differences there. Now, it will be starting on March 26th. We have just a little bit to be able to make those reservations right now. Some of the changes are happening is like the Thompson Madrid, probably my favorite Thompson hotel under Hyatt in Madrid in Europe right now. They're going from category 5 to category 6. That means that room rate is going from 20,000 points to 25,000 points per night. So expect to pay about 5,000 points per night more. Now, here's the thing. If you decide to book this property now before March 26th, you can book for the future dates all the way up to a year in advance. So if you have something planned, go ahead and do that. And if you're a globalist, they allow you to do something called points advance, which means you can book for a future even if you don't have points in your account now. That's a great benefit, not talked about enough, kind of a hidden benefit from BBD here. The other one that's going to be going up in Hawaii called Hyatt Centric Waikiki. This is a category 4 property, which means you can use your free night certificate. It's moving up to category 5. So from 15,000, it's moving to 20,000. But the interesting thing is that this is a property you can book with a free night certificate that you have from the Hyatt credit card. If you stay at 5 different properties, just one night, different brands, like you say one Grand Hyatt, one Hyatt Place, one Hyatt Centric, you say 5 different brands, you're going to get a free night certificate. That applies for everyone that's part of the World Hyatt program. You don't need elite stats for that. Your reward is a free night certificate. That free night certificate can be used at Hyatt Centric Waikiki if you book property before March 26th, anywhere between now and the next year. The other one that's similar to that is a Grand Hyatt Manchester in San Diego. It is one of the well-recognized properties in the Hyatt world. Hyatt globalists love this property because there's tons of suites. They're very good at recognizing globalists. This is your chance to make that booking before it goes up from category 4 to 5. And if you're in Southeast Asia, the Hyatt Regency in Bangkok is also moving from category 2 to 3. That's one of my favorites as well in Bangkok. There are some that are coming down. Some of them are coming down. If you're heading into Kyoto, the Hyatt Place is going from category 3 to category 2. That means from 12,000 points going down to 8,000 points. So that's a huge savings. That's going to be after March. And if you book it already and it goes down, guess what? They're going to give you the points back if your stay is after March 26th. So that's a cool thing. If you're looking locally here, the Kessel Unbound Collection in Hyatt, that's going down from category 5 to category 4. That is a great property that right now is not within the free night certificate, but will be after March 26th. So there's some good things that are coming out of this as well. Now, if you want to see how you use your free night certificates, I suggest you use aways.com. They have filters that help you take a look at how to use a free night certificate for Hyatt, all the different Marriott ones, as well as IHG, as well as the Hilton brands. The Capital One Venture X Business. This is actually a card that I've been looking at for some time because I get clients who ask me, what are the best credit cards for businesses that have a lot of spend, high spend, with a great bonus, and then really without having to switch and getting a new card all the time? Here's the thing, what I love about the Capital One Venture X. You can still get 300,000 points. And the way they break this up is if there's two phases. Phase one is spend 20,000, you're going to get 150,000 points. Phase two, if you spend another 80, or basically in the first 6 months, if you're able to spend in total 100,000 points, you're going to get another 150,000. So that's 300,000 points. I mean, that's easily worth anywhere between, if you use it the right way, $5,000 to $6,000 worth of welcome bonus there that you can be able to use. So if you can, and then it earns 2x on everything, and they give you a $300 travel credit that you can use through the travel portal. It gives you TSA pre-check. It's a great card for a business. It's just one card and just rolling in, earning 2x on all categories. A fantastic card here. I want to thank you for joining us today here at Ben's Big Deal. We're here to help you become a points master.